New AI toys, PM's missive to foundational AI startups.
India's Financial Intelligence Unit releases fresh guidelines for crypto assets.
Gaurav Munjal startup plans in limbo after M&A falls through.
Data centers seek energy funding incentives from the upcoming budget 2026.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get straight into the big story of the day. Now, this one is about artificial intelligence and a strong message that came directly from the PM himself. Bhavya, you broke the story earlier today, so tell us all about it.
Yes, Chandra, that's true. It came out of a closed-door meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met a small group of founders working on India's foundational AI models this week.
Right, but Bhavya, the big story here is not the meeting itself, which was shared by the Prime Minister as well as many startups on social media. But what was more important was what we picked up from the founders on what happened behind the scenes. So founders we spoke to who did not wish to be named described it as an informal, almost like a chai pe charcha, but very pointed. And one missive or message came through very clearly from Prime Minister Modi: think big. He reportedly advised startups against building what he called AI toys, basically apps that save a bit of time here and there or help you do something fancy, but don't really create long-term or large-scale impact for the country.
That's true, Chandra. Instead, he urged founders to focus on systems that work at India's scale across languages, regions, and real-world use cases. The framing was that AI will be globally transformative and India should aim to lead rather than follow.
Now, trust and safety also featured prominently. There was discussion around how to identify AI-generated content, including ideas like watermarking text and images. This comes as the government looks to tighten IT rules to deal with deepfakes and misuse. Now, AI is going to be a big theme from the government for the foreseeable future, because remember, in February, they will be conducting a huge AI impact summit where many global AI leaders are expected. Now, moving on to crypto, where things are getting a lot more formal.
Yes, so after operating for years in gray area, India's crypto sector is now being pulled firmly into a stricter compliance framework. Finance Ministry's Financial Intelligence Unit of India, or FIU IND, has issued updated guidelines for virtual digital asset companies.
Right. So the biggest change is governance. Crypto firms registering in India now have to appoint a principal officer responsible for anti-money laundering, counter-terror financing and related compliance.
Yes, the PO, the principal officer, has to report directly to the board or a board level committee, and the appointment will be reviewed annually as well. Compliance is now officially a boardroom issue.
Cybersecurity is another major focus. Firms will need to submit a cybersecurity audit certificate from a certain empaneled auditor, confirming that they meet required security standards.
Yes, and these audits go deep, and it's definitely going to increase compliance for these companies. They look at access controls, infra security, AML and KYC systems. They also look at wallet security, cryptographic controls, backup, recovery system, almost everything that involves this transaction, and even risks from third party and cloud service providers.
Now to EdTech, where a collapsed deal is creating ripple effects.
Yes, the breakdown of acquisition talks between Unacademy and Upgrad that we spoke yesterday has left Unacademy co-founders Gaurav Munjal and Roman Saini rethinking their next steps.
That's right. Munjal, who had stepped away from day-to-day operations last year, was in talks to raise about $17 million for a new startup. The investors included Peak 15 Partners and Bloom Ventures, along with at least a dozen marquee founders. But with the Unacademy sale now on hold, those plans are on the back burner. So sources say that Munjal has decided to stay back and run Unacademy, which means any investment into a new venture will happen later.
Yes, so details of the proposed startup, including the business model and timeline, are still unclear. There had also been earlier plans to spin off language learning app AirLearn as a separate business. So also note, as per sources, we understand that Unacademy has still got around 1,100 crore rupees in cash, and the company is expected to decide its next step soon.
But zooming out, this isn't an isolated case. There's been a broader churn in edtech, with founders and senior executives exiting to start new ventures across the sector. But now we will have to wait and watch what unfolds next for Unacademy.
Finally, let's talk about data centers. As AI reshapes computing economics, India's data center industry is heading into Budget 2026, asking for incentives focused on energy, not just hardware.
That's right. Operators are seeking support for renewable energy usage, easier access to funding, and long-term bankable public sector contracts. This comes after a breakout year with data centers emerging as critical infrastructure for India's AI ambitions.
Yes, we also previously spoke about a report that said the government is expected to prioritize AI and data centers in the upcoming budget. So the opportunity is significant. India generates about 20% of the world's data, but hosts only around 3% of global data center capacity.
So investment announcements have already been large. Google has said it will invest $15 billion to set up an AI hub in Visakhapatnam. Microsoft has committed $17.5 billion for cloud, AI infra and skilling. And Amazon plans to invest $35 billion over 5 years across its India businesses.
Yes, so industry leaders say what's needed now from the budget is predictable power pricing, renewable energy incentives, advanced cooling support, and clarity on taxes rather than broad subsidies.
Now, there are also concerns around double taxation. NASSCOM has flagged the risk that foreign cloud providers using Indian data centers could be seen as having a permanent establishment here, even though Indian operators already pay full corporate tax. So all eyes on budget day.
Yes, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.